Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, here we go. I think this is working, you all. Greetings, this is Felicia. Had a little issue earlier. And if you all would be so kind, if you can hear me, would you be so kind to text the number that you use to raise your hand and just say yes if you can hear me? And I'm sorry, you all, but it's taken so long for me to get it right. Okay, you all can hear me. Thank you. Appreciate y'all. Oh, I forgot. I'm talking to the phone. All right, so this is Felicia, and thank you all for calling in, and thank you, those of you who have your hand up, allowing me to pray for you. Appreciate that. Thank you in advance. So I am here to minister to you all, pray for you, see if God has a word for you. I'm not necessarily a teacher. I wish I had a message I can come forth and say, give a little teaching and like the others do, and then begin to pray for the people, but I'm just here to pray for you all until I get better at teaching, until I can articulate a little bit better. But I prayed about it earlier anyway, and I was wondering, just, you know, God, is there anything additional that you want me to say or share? And I didn't get anything. So I am here to just pray for you all, minister to you all. And let me do this at the beginning as well. I first off want to say again to Prophet Randy, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for pushing me to do this. Took a whole lot of pushing, a lot of nudging. I appreciate you. Thank you for your wife, your family, allowing you to give us this platform to minister to people. So again, thank you for that. Before I take the callers, I'm going to say this. I'm going to give you a quick testimony if I could, and then I'll begin to take callers, how I got here to this point. Let me say it this way. I began to receive prophecies from Prophet Randy, telling me to speak. You can speak, Felicia. You can hear from God. You can do this. And at first, I thought, this guy doesn't know. No, this guy is just, no, he's just, no. That's not it. He got it wrong. And then came around again. Another word. And then it came around again. Another word. And then it came from another minister. And then it came from another minister. He's like, my God, how many times does it take? Well, hey, I'm just a little slow sometimes. And then after I begin to think about it, and maybe it is true. Maybe it is so. Maybe I can do this. Then I kind of got afraid. So I still wouldn't try anything. And then one day I began to pray. I did exactly what Prophet Randy had encouraged me to do. You know, pray and just whatever you get, just say that. And so I was praying. And all of a sudden,
And I love to tell this testimony. I love to tell this testimony over and over. I could tell it 1,000 times. I was praying, and I was just walking around my living room, and the word ham came to me. Some of you might already know this story. Might already know this. And so I just wrote it down. I said, well, he said whatever. Prophet Randy said, well, just write it down. Well, I don't care how ridiculous it sounds, just write it down. Okay, well, I did that. And I think that probably was on like a Sunday or a Monday. And then I called in to the show. And I spoke to Prophet Randy. And he said, and of course, before I get to say anything, he puts me on mute. And he says, the first thing he says is, he says, this may sound crazy, Felicia, but I'm getting the word ham. How cool was that? And, of course, I had to hold my mouth. I'm screaming around. I'm running around my living room screaming, my God, this thing is true. This thing is real. This is it. Maybe I really can now begin to, pray for people and see if God will speak to me about the people. And then I began to kind of do co-host shows with others. God began to give me things. And I began to say those things. And people would respond with, yes, that is true, that is true. And so that encouraged me to continue to go on. And then finally, I got the nerve to say, you know what? I feel like I should do exactly what Prophet Randy was telling me to do. I was just so scared to do it. And so I finally got the nerve to say, you know what, I don't care how scared I am, I'm just gonna let him know. I'm gonna try this thing. And God, if it goes bad, please give me the grace to get over it. Give me the grace to get past it. So here I am doing my first show with you all. I had to get that out. And then, oh, and also, another thing that made me afraid is many of times I have a hard time articulating myself. Being fluent, having having the right words. And so that kind of would also hold me back. I would focus on that. But I tell you, Prophet Randy was always encouraging, always encouraging, always encouraging, always encouraging to be. Never said anything about that, just always encouraged me to know, but you can do it, but you can do it, but you can do it. And here I am. I'm doing it. So I guess enough of that. And you know what? Let me just also give a shout out and thank God for Terrence and Tanisha, because they, when I would tell them about my, you know, me having a way of communicating sometimes, you know, articulating myself, they were very relatable, giving me their testimony and how that they still, hey, we're still doing that. You're still doing the show. We got that kind of issue too. And so they encourage me as well. And so if they are listening, or, you know, thank you all as well. And thank you for all of those of you who have ever prophesied to me and encouraged me, because Lord knows I needed it every time. So anyway, I'm not going to prolong. I love to talk about me, though. Who don't? But I'm not going to prolong the show. I'm going to start taking calls. Let me get my pad and my pen here. Just a moment. Just a moment, y'all. Just a second. I was ready until everything started. I thought everything was going AWOL. I thought, my God, what did I do to mess up? How did this happen? I followed the instructions. I was all organized. And when it didn't go so well as I thought, I became discombobulated. But here I am. So I'm going to go ahead and take the first caller. Let's see here. Ooh. Let me scroll up a little bit, y'all. Just give me a moment here. Go all the way up to the first caller. And let me do this here so that I can hear you well. Just a moment. Okay, and I hope that you can hear me even better this way. Okay, so the first caller I have, let's see, it's going to be 682-738.
Hey, how you doing? This is LaShawn from Texas.
Hey, LaShawn from Texas. Thank you. And you can hear me pretty well?
I know. I was the first caller.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that. Okay. Well, let's pray for you. And you can hear me pretty well, right?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good, because I thought I was hearing an echo. But okay, so let me put you on mute real quick here, shoot. Just a moment. Mm-hmm. Like I'm trying to be like Randy. Papa Randy's so good. Okay, I'm going to mute you. Okay. All right, so let's pray for Lashun. Thank you, Father, for Lashun. Thank you. Lashun, I just see the grass growing greener. It's like I see things getting better and better and better and better for you. And you coming into a place of that you finally made it. It's finally here. This thing has finally happened. And I still see an audience. I still see an audience around you. I just see things getting better and better and better. And I'm going to say, I believe maybe a financial thing. I just see the grass getting greener. Maybe your finance is getting better and better and better and better. And then there's a point where that you're trying to come to, and you're just wondering, okay, when? I keep hearing, but it's coming. Continue. It is coming. And when you get there, I just see the shouting, the screaming, the hollering that this thing has really happened. And it's like an audience, the people are going to know, they're going to know something happened. You're going to give that testimony. It's like a big thing, maybe like a big break. And then I also see a castle for some reason. I see a lot of green grass where things are getting better and better. And then I see a castle. I'm not for sure what that means, but I don't know if that means the wealth part, riches and wealth, but I see a castle. I see grass, and the grass, as you continue to go through the grass, walk through the grass, you end up at this big castle. Just things getting better and better and better. And it's like every promise. You'll see every promise, and even more will come to pass. But things are like just going to get better and better and just better and better and continue to get better and better and better and better. And I don't know what the castle is, because I see you going into this big, huge castle. But I'm not for sure what that is. I'm going to go ahead and unmute you, Shun, and you can tell us if that means anything to you. Just a moment. Okay, can you hear me, Lashun? Just a moment. I think I still have you muted. Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, great. Okay. All right, so Lashun, was that relatable? I'm not for sure.
I see God about the castle. I'm not getting anything for us, the castle. But I'm not getting anything for us that, but we do thank the Lord.
Yeah.
We do thank Him.
Yep. I think it's like you, I'm just going to just, as I close my eyes, I believe it's like you being set maybe like at a high place,
mm-hmm.
Being set at a high place, I'm thinking that it has something to do with maybe riches and wealth along those lines. That's what I,
mm-hmm.
when I think of a castle, that's what I think about. And then I got with the green grass. To me, I would have believed that that's connected to finances, money, or something in that area, especially when you leave the grass, you get to the castle. Castle, to me, is like a financial thing. To me, that's what I believe that is.
It could
wealth
be a
rich,
home.
Like,
yeah.
Oh,
it
that
could be
too,
a home.
If you believe in God for a house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, are you believing for a home?
Yes. Mhm. Yes.
But maybe that's it. Let's see. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I agree with you. For this home that you so desire, a home where you can have the best memories ever.
Amen.
The best home ever. The best house on the block. The best position, that the house is in the best, it's the best house in that neighborhood in terms of, it's like a sense that you this house will be a house that's in demand, like a lot of people are going to want this house. But the favor of God be upon you. That house is in a good position, mm-hmm. a good position. Wherever it is in the neighborhood, it's in the best position. Like the way you look at it, you know, it's going to be diagonal from this and diagonal from that and just right from this and just right from that. And because of that, everybody's going to want that particular house. So, but the favor of God be upon you. That house be yours mm-hmm. in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Maybe that's the castle. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
Well, amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
We just say thank you, Father.
Yes, amen.
I tell you, I was asking somebody about you. I'm like, has anybody talked to Sister Felicia? And I'm like, she's just been in my spirit. And I was just like, has anybody talked to her? So I was asking. I said, I know who might know how to get in contact with her because I know Mother Ruth knew how to get in contact with you. And then mm-hmm. I said, well, let me reach out to Angela Joy because I said, she just been in my spirit. And she said, yeah. And she said, I'm going to reach out to her. Then she comes. She said, well, guess what? She's going to be on tonight's show. I said, shut your mouth. I said, well, I'm going to call in you too. I said, I'm going to call in.
Oh, thank you.
I was like, where is she at? Has anybody spoke to her? Where is she at?
I'm still alive.
It's good to hear your voice and that you're okay. So
thank you.
Give God a glory.
Thank you.
I tell you, God, I mean, God is amazing because I'm telling you, I was just asking about you.
And here I am.
It's amazing. Yeah. So it was kind of, she said, well, she's going to be on tonight's show. And I'm like, really? All right, well, I'm going to call and talk to her. So
I'm glad you did. It makes me feel comfortable. You calm me down a little bit. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad that you come to the fourth, you know, to the front line. It's time. So there you go.
There you go. You spoke that to me, too. Uh-huh. You sure did.
So all is
sure
well. All is well. It's good that you on here. And look at you. You're doing a show with you and the Holy Spirit. So God is good.
That helps. Thank you.
So, you know,
So I was gonna say, is there anything else? What about your children?
Oh, they doing fine. If you led to pray for them, let the Holy Spirit lead you. But they doing great.
Sure. Yeah. Let's pray for them. Both of them, girl and the boy. Thank you, Jesus, for Lashon's children. We thank you, God. We thank you for her children. Is your son a tennis shoe lover? I see some white tennis shoes. Is he a tennis shoe? Mm-hmm. is he into running sports? Telemaso, Doraba, Calisa. I see him putting on some tennis shoes and some socks, getting ready to go do something. Not for sure what he's going to go do, but I see him putting on some tennis shoes and some white tennis shoes and some white socks.
Mm-hmm.
And he's getting ready to go do something. Sporty, or he has a shoe. He likes a shoe fetish. He loves tennis shoes. He's a shoe fetish, or he's into sports, something with a tennis shoe. But I think it's that he's going to go do something. That's really what I saw. So I'm sitting down, putting on some shoes, some white tennis mm-hmm. shoes with some white socks, mm-hmm. and going somewhere.
Well, he work mm-hmm. out. He used to play football and run track, so he do like to work out. He works out, so. Yeah, he works out, and that's what he do.
Healthy. So yeah, that it looks like he's probably gonna be healthy for a long time. Good health to him
mm-hmm.
in Jesus' name. Good health, good mm-hmm. health, good health to him. Yeah, good health to
mm-hmm.
him. And just no matter what he do, he's still a, that is a good kid. That is a good kid. Mm-hmm. In the heart, in his heart, that is a good kid. But yeah, he's going somewhere with them tennis shoes. And then your daughter. Let's pray for your daughter, your baby girl. We thank you, Father. I don't know about this either, but I'll ask you. Now, is she into hair and beauty, like beauty stuff? You know, is she a girly girl, like into hair? And
She's plain. She's like a plain lady, plain. But she will fix herself up, but she's not into that, you know, work. She has some thick, her is thick and long. So.
That's all I saw with hair. I saw the hair.
Mm-hmm.
What else is that about? I just saw the hair. Well, is there anything, Lord? Anything further? Somehow, I don't know, the hair thing may be a connection. Somehow, I see her coming into some favor too. And it's probably going to be through something that you would have never thought it would have been. How did y'all two get connected through this and this and that? What? I see her coming into some favor. I mean, some favor. Mm. Just like where her mama going. I see her coming into some her own favor. Her own favor. And it may be somebody may compliment the hair or something, and all of a sudden, boom, there's a conversation, and then it just goes from there on. But I see your baby girl coming into her own favorable time. Favor be upon her. You'll see. Favor Amen. Be upon your baby girl. So we thank you, Lord, for that.
Amen. We do, Tim. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you, and thank you so much for your prayer. Keep going, keep going, keep going. And I'm just grateful to hear you on here and knowing that you're alive and well. I thank you, God. You know, we going to have to talk. But God is amazing.
Okay.
He's just amazing. He really is. I tell you.
Yeah.
He's going to always continue to lead us. He's just good. I know last time we talked, but I know, like I said, we going to talk. But God is good. God is good.
Okay.
I'm glad to hear that you're okay. Keep pushing.
Yeah.
Keep pushing. And do what Yahweh tells you to do.
So encouraging.
Yeah, we have to encourage one another because it's much needed in the body of Christ. We're supposed to hold each other on, even when we weak, iron sharpen iron. Can't two walk together and agree? So God bless you, sister. I'm going to let you go here because I know you probably got other calls. I don't want to take up too much of your time. But like I said, we'll talk soon.
Okay, we sure will. Thank you, LaShawn. Appreciate you.
You're welcome.
All right. Okay. Isn't that good? That was encouraging. All right, so I'm going to move on to the next caller here. Scroll down a little bit. Okay, just a second. I got to get it right, y'all. I'm trying to get it right. Okay, so the next caller is going to be, I have a 502-548. Who am I talking to and where are you calling from?
This is Greg. I'm in Kentucky.
Hey, Greg from Kentucky. Thank you for calling and thank you for letting me pray for you. I'm sorry, did I cut you off, Greg?
No, ma'am. No, thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you. All right. So I'm going to put you on mute real quick, okay? And then I'm going to pray for
sure.
you, and then I'll unmute you back in. All right. So here we go. Let's pray for Greg from – excuse me, y'all. Excuse me. Let's pray for Greg. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Father, for Greg. We thank you, God. And even Greg, I mean, I'm not for sure if you're into sports either. I see a basketball person with basketball shorts on, a basketball jersey with a basketball. And working really hard to win this game. Like you're working really, really hard to win. You're working really hard to win. I see a tall, slim man, tall, slim, dark hair man. With this sports outfit on, passing the ball, really serious look that says, we better win this game. We are going to win this game. And you don't care who is, you don't care who's watching. You don't care. You don't care about anything else around you. You have a goal. You are determined to make this thing, a winner. And Greg, I pray for protection. I also see a plane, an airplane. I don't know if you're a traveler or if you will begin to travel, but I see an airplane. So I pray for continued protection over you. And even if it's a family member of yours, I pray for protection for them, that their goings and comings are, that their goings and comings are safe. I feel love and compassion for you, Greg. You are really trying to win this thing. And Greg, you may even begin to, I don't know if you're already doing it, but you may even begin to operate in the supernatural. If you're already doing it, maybe an increased level. If you're not doing it, then it's like you will begin to do it. And I don't think it's going to be, I don't sense that it's just like the supernatural that you've seen before, that you've seen other people do, but it's like the supernatural that you'll begin to, that you'll do. And it'll be just like maybe accidental things that you didn't think could happen, and they happen by accident. But it's because you are compassionate. It's like you have compassion. You will have compassion for others. And as you do certain acts that you act out your compassion, it's like there will be the supernatural. You'll see the supernatural. And not just for other people, but also, Greg, the supernatural for you yourself. It's nice to see a miracle happen to someone else, but when it happens to you, whoa, that's even better. Let's keep it, as they say, let's keep it 100. That's even better. And so, you're working hard to win this to reach this goal. Either you'll be traveling or you're a traveler, someone traveling on the plane back and forth. So I've got bits and pieces. I'm going to unmute you here, Greg, and then I'll let you share if that was anything that you could relate to, and then see if you have anything additional to pray for. Just one moment, Greg. Okay.
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here.
Can you hear me now, Greg? Okay, great.
I can.
And thank you for being so patient. All right. So was that relatable, Greg? Or? Yay.
The basketball thing doesn't really resonate as far as myself. Mm-hmm. I don't do sports. But,
okay.
I mean, I don't know how tall I am, but I'm slim. My hair used to be dark, getting a little gray these days. but.
Yeah.
I used to travel a lot. I haven't really. COVID slowed me down because I just didn't want to have to go through all the hassles of going through the airport.
Yeah.
But there's, I've always loved travel. I always travel better by flying or driving. But love and compassion, that's kind of, that's pretty much a me thing. I have tons of compassion. Can't stand to see other people hurt. So I know that, you know, overall, God's been doing some amazing things over the past several months. I mean, most of my life, but certainly the last several months and a few years. So I'm just, you know, trying to stay tuned in and focus on him and what, you know, where he's leading, what he's doing. And I'm pretty open to wherever he leads. So if that included crisscrossing the country or further on airplane, I would not say no.
Yeah. Obedient. Wow.
Yeah, better than sacrifice.
Man. Yeah. Well, that's all, you know, and I'm glad that you you said that, you know, as far as the traveling thing and the compassion thing, because I did feel that. I did feel compassion flowing. But, yeah, that's I love it when people are compassionate, because I'm a compassionate person. I love to hear people say that. But, yeah. Is there anything else that you wanted to, anything additional that you want to pray for or pray about?
No, ma'am. I just, like, touch base with some of the hosts throughout the week occasionally, and usually let God do his thing.
Yeah. Well, before you move on, Greg, I'm going to just remember miracles as a result of you acting in that compassion. Begin to look for those miracles as a result of you showing compassion, and maybe even causing other people around you to become compassionate as well. Maybe you'll come into some contact and other people, they're going to see you be compassionate. And then because of the miraculous happening as a result of you being compassionate, God using you for that, because to me, compassion itself is supernatural. Other people, it's like the other people around you, they'll see it. They'll see you being compassionate. Oh, God, my God, you're just so too nice. And then when the miracle happens, they'll look at you and say, yeah, well, let me try to change my heart and be more compassionate. So it's like you more of an example that will cause other people to want to have compassion as well. And so just, you know, look forward to the miracles. Miracles happening. Miracles happening. Miracles happening. Miracles. And that may have something to do with the game. I'm not for sure. You know, I'm not saying that you're playing sports. It may just be an example.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But, yeah, look forward to the miracles happening as a result of you showing compassion for people. You'll see. You'll see the hand of God move over and over and over again, probably to the point that you'll just like, you get so used to it. That's an amazing life. Heaven be unto you, Greg.
Absolutely.
Heaven be unto you.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
That's beautiful.
Appreciate
Jesus,
it very
give
much.
Me some of that.
Amen.
That's beautiful. Thank you.
Bless you. And thank
right.
you.
Thank you for calling. Thank you for letting me pray for you, Greg. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you.
All right. Is he here? Okay, y'all. I'm going to move on to the next caller. Let's see here. And thank you all for showing me so much love. I see all these callers. So I feel so loved. We love you, Felicia. I love y'all, too. Okay. I'm going to move to the next. The next caller is going to be, I have, 803-991.
Hi, Felicia.
Hello. And who am I speaking with?
This is Angela, South Carolina.
Angela from South Carolina? Hold on just a second, Angela. Yes. Let me write your name. Angela. And thank you for letting me pray for you, Angela. Appreciate you. Thank you. Okay. So I'm going to put you on mute here, Angela, and then I'll mute you back in just a moment. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Let's see here. Oh, Felicia, get it right. Here we go. All right. So we thank you, God, for Angela. Hallelujah, Angela. Thank you, Father. It's like I hear this song, from city to city, from state to state. What would that mean? I always have to ask, what would that mean? From city to city. You it's like you're going to have
some connections in some other states with people that you didn't think you would be connected to. It's like maybe a state right next to the state that you're in, that someone in another state, I don't know if they're going to contact you or if it's going to be work-related, but you're going to have a connection with someone in another state. And that, is that a family member or is that a coworker? But they're from this person is from another state. But the state is like right next to the state that you're in. And it's an important person. This person is important, and I'm trying to see it's either important concerning the job or it's going to be an important relationship. But this person is from another state, and somehow you two are going to connect, because I just see a connection from this state, from the state you're in, to the next state over, a connection. And it's a good connection. This is a good connection. This person may even be coming with some camels. You know what I mean when I say camel? If you know what I mean when I say camels, mula, 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 dinero. This person may be coming with some camels, some money bags. Okay, but it's a connection. And 2022. 2022, may it be you. 2022, let it be 2022, Jesus, 2022. And I pray that you're able to come back on the show, Angela, and give that testimony. I pray to God, let it be so that you can come back and say, yes, I'm connected to this particular person in this state, and this prophecy or this word from the Lord is so. And Angela, it might be a person in a suit, just somebody important that you will make a connection with, whether it's the job or whether it's a relationship. I'm going to unmute you, Angela, just a second, and let you come in and let us know if that's relatable to you. All right. Can you hear me, Angela?
Oh, yes, I can hear you. Yes. Thank you
okay,
so much.
Great.
Wow. That is so interesting.
Well. I'm saying that again.
So that is very interesting because I talked to you about a year ago. You were on Angela George's show last, I think it was, and you gave me a number last year, and you told me to pray over it because you didn't know what it meant. It was 213, and so I was like, okay, well, I don't know what that means. Okay, so however, this year, this month, 213 number. I mean, it's February 213 this year. Something I've never done in my life. I went out witnessing with a friend of mine on that date, that number, 213. And I thought about it. I said, man, I said, Rich gave me this number last year. It was the number you gave me to pray over. You said, I don't know what it means. You told me, just pray over it. And we went passing out. For me, it was something new to me because I had never been out witnessing like that to people until this year, 213. And so I don't know if that's, that was, significant as far as the number you gave me. So, but the proxy you just gave me, I'm going to pray on that for sure. I don't know. It could be in the suit coming. But for a minute, I thought you were talking about a friend of mine because I just made a connection with someone in Georgia because she's a friend of mine and she and I are, spiritual sisters and such. And so I thought that could have been it, but it could be, somebody else. You said a suit, but that's, I work for a business owner. I don't know. He never wears suits, but I just got to pray on that for sure.
Wow. This is cool.
I want to thank you for that because you gave me that number. Because, last week.
I can't wait to see how this going to pan out, Angela. I can't wait to see where this is going.
Right.
You better keep in contact. We want to hear this one.
Me too, for sure. Yeah, that's very interesting. When you said camels, I never heard camels. You said camels, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I never heard the term camels. I heard dinero. I never turned camel to money.
Yeah. The camel, yeah, we, yeah, money.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, but thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you, Angela. Appreciate you. Thank you. Is there anything before you? Is there anything else that you wanted to pray about before we? Did you have anything special? Anything that you wanted to?
Well, I'm still waiting for the prophecy you gave me as far as my major stuff, because you gave me a book. I wrote it down. So, yeah.
Oh Lord, is this the person?
Detail.
Oh Jesus.
Yeah, so I was like, wow. I didn't hear you.
Okay. Yeah, this might be the person, Angela.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
We'll see.
No,
oh, Jesus, let it happen. Let it be in 2022.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you so
well,
much.
Thank you, Angela. Appreciate you. All right.
Thank you.
And you have
God
a good night,
you.
Okay? All
you
right.
Thank you. Thanks. Yeah, bye-bye.
All right. Okay. All righty, y'all. Thank you. Everybody got the help. Oh, y'all so kind. Too kind. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. We love you, Felicia. Thank you. Okay. I'm going to move on to the next caller here. Let's see. All right. I'm going to call. I have 754-240. Who am I talking to and where you're calling from, please? Can you hear me? Okay. 754-240. Are you still there? Okay, I'm going to give you a few seconds.
Okay.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is, I don't know if you're having issues maybe, and you can hear me, but we can't hear you. I'm not for sure. But I'm going to go back to you. Let me write your number down. I'm going to move on to the next caller, and then I'll come back and check 754-240. Just one moment, you all. I'm going to mute you, 754, because if you're trying to speak, we can't hear anything, so I'll be back to you after I take the next call. Okay. Let's see here. I'm going to go back to that one, 240. Okay. Let's go back to the next. Well, let's scroll down to the next caller with a hand up. I have 202-722. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from? Oh, Lord. Can you hear me? Oh, Lord. Okay, I'm going to write this one down. I don't know if you're having an issue as well. So I'm going to write your number down, 202-722. I'm going to come back to you as well, okay? Let's see. Okay, I'm going to put you back on mute just in case you can hear me, but we can't hear you. Okay. All right. I'm going to go to the next caller, which I have, let's see, it's going to be 404-319.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hi. How are you?
I'm all right. Thank you for asking.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Okay.
This is
now,
Virgie,
let me get your name.
I'm calling from Alabama. Virgie, I'm calling from Alabama.
Virgie?
Yes.
Virgie. Okay, let me write that. Virgie from Alabama. And thank you for hanging on, Virgie. Appreciate you.
No problem.
Thank y'all for being patient with me. Okay,
absolutely.
I'm going to put you on mute, Virgie. Just one moment. I'll put you on mute and pray for you, and then I'll click you back in, okay?
All right.
All right. All right, let's pray for Virgie from Alabama. Hallelujah, Virgie. All right, so, Virgie, I hear screaming and shouting and screaming. Like a Super Bowl. Where am all this sports stuff coming from? Like a Super Bowl celebration. like the Super Bowl, like a Super Bowl celebration, Virgie. And I'm telling you, I don't know what's up with these sports, but I see you waving a red flag in the air. Somehow, people have helped you to make it, and the people that have helped you to make it, they are going to also celebrate you. I see you being celebrated. I see you being lifted up high. I see you just waving a flag. And I just see people holding you up and also celebrating you. Virgie, I see all eyes on you. And you're the person that to be lifted up in the midst of the people that you know. Like you know people, and they may have helped you, but they're gonna begin to celebrate you. And helping is good. I need help too. Thank you, Jesus. But it's even great when you're getting celebrated. You're getting your flowers now, you know. And people may even begin to be generous towards you in a way that's not normal. And you might be surprised by that. Like, nobody gives anybody that amount of whatever. Nobody gives, you're just going to give me that, and it's all yours. So it's like, you know, some things that you may want that people don't normally give away. I don't know, maybe a car that maybe you want. You know, usually when people give a car away, I mean, I'll say this. A lot of times when people give a car away, you know, when you're giving a car to somebody, it's usually not like brand spanking new, but maybe, you know, for you. Whether it's a car, whatever it is, like people being very generous to you, just giving you things and just celebrating you. You've done some good things too. But these people are going to celebrate you, and they're going to celebrate you with gifts. That's what I see, celebrating you with gifts. It could be a car, somebody, a brand new one, not one that's used and, you know, they run it across town and here and there, and now they hand it off to you. No, something brand spanking new. Just brand spanking new. Now, I see you work hard too as well, and you deserve it. So whenever the gifts begin to pour in, Virgie, just take them. Don't push them back. Don't say, I don't need that. No, I'm good. I'm okay. No, take the gifts and celebrate. And whenever they celebrate you, Virgie, let them celebrate you. Don't back down. I don't need all this, y'all. You take it and enjoy it. Bask in it. Just say, this is what the Lord has done for me. It's not because you've done anything good, of course. It's because this is what God wants for you. God wants the best for you. And so accept these gifts. Accept them. Accept these gifts. Yes, there is like some expensive stuff too, Birdie, some expensive stuff. Like I said, that's not what your normal giveaway would be. You know, usually when you give away something expensive, there's something in return. No, this is just going to be given to you. So let it happen. Let the good things happen to you, Virgie. Now I'm going to unmute you and let you come in. And let's see here.
Amen.
Okay, Virgie.
Amen.
All right, there you are.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I can hear you now.
Amen. That's the blanket.
Okay.
Amen. I do work hard every day.
Oh.
Well, God knows I do.
Seeing you deserve it then.
Yeah.
You deserve that.
Yeah.
So just let it happen. Mm-hmm. Just take it. I don't care who it's cut, just take it. Oh, I don't wanna take your last. Take the last. Because sometimes when we're, you know, I don't wanna take your last. If that's the last thing you got, I don't wanna take it. Because you're looking out for that person as well. Don't you like to be nice to people? Well, guess what? God's putting the people around you who like to be, see? And God's giving you people that like to be nice as well. So let them be nice. Don't cut them off. Let them be nice. Take those gifts. And when they start rolling in, we're going to need you to call back and let us know what was the first thing. I want to know.
Well, I do need prayer for my mother and myself. My mother's been really sick with pneumonia, and she just hadn't recovered from it. She's had pneumonia since, like, October. And it's just, and she's elderly. She's like 87. And she's just not, yeah. And then I've been, you know, trying to see about her, and it's just like I've just been so mentally and physically, like, just going through. Because you know how your brothers and sisters or my siblings, they're like, oh, she's fine. Nothing's wrong. She looks good. She's doing this. And it's not, they come over here for a day and it's not, you know, nobody, it's just not real. You know how people are like, oh, they haven't accepted, like, this is the state she's in. And, you know, it's just that. And they've just been dealing with that since, like, really, really before then, like, September. She's been sick a while.
That's months.
Yeah. Living pneumonia.
Okay, so what's your mom's name? What's her name?
Her name's Queen.
Queen?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, let's pray for her. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, God. We thank you, Father. For Mother Queen, thank you. We thank you. And we pray. I agree with Virgie for a recovery. And I pray and I agree, God, that everything that the mother needs, she gets. Everything that she needs to recover, she gets. Everything. Everything. Give her comfort as she's recovering. No pain. We pray. We pray for recovery. And God, you are able to do what we ask. Everything that she needs, God. Everything. Lacking nothing that she, everything concerning her health, may she get. And we thank you, God, in advance for recovery. Just a recovery. We thank you, God, for recovery. Recovery. We bless you, God. Thank you. It has happened to others. It can happen to her. It is possible. It has happened to others. It can happen to her. We thank you and we believe you for that. We believe you, God. We believe you for the best. We believe you for the best. We pray for more years. More years. More years, God. More years. And so we thank you that you would touch her mother. We bless you, God. Amen. Thank you, Virgie. I appreciate you. And
thank you so much.
Thank you. So, is there anything additional that you would like prayer for as well?
I had COVID, and I just haven't been myself. I feel bad. I have headaches all the time. I don't know.
I had COVID.
Mm-hmm. And I don't feel myself. You know,
So you have happened.
I do, and I've just been praying for a full recovery, and
Well, we thank you, Father. We pray for healing throughout, healing in and out, in and out this family. God, drop your healing power in and throughout this family as we pray, as we make our request known unto you. God, let recovery be their testimony. Let recovery be this family's testimony. Recovery be your testimony. I pray, God, that you begin to let her begin to feel better after she gets off this phone, or even now.
Mm-hmm.
Let there be a change. Let her begin to feel the difference of after having prayer. Let her feel the difference. Let it be evident, God, that she begins to see the difference in her and her mother. God, let the healing power of God be upon them, in them, flow through them, God, that they total recovery for you both. That when you call back, it won't be the same. So call back, Virgin. Continue to call. And we believe that when you call back, it won't be the same. We believe God for recovery for you. We believe that recovery shall be your testimony. We believe for that. Mm-hmm. Because you got to enjoy his gift, girl.
Amen.
You gotta enjoy your gift that's coming your way.
I receive every last one of them and the healing from my mother and
thank
my father.
Yes. God is able.
Thank you
God
so
is
much.
Able.
Yes. And I decree and declare that many blessings shall come your way for doing the Lord's work. Amen.
I receive every bit of it.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much. I don't want to hold anybody else. You're welcome. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a good night, Virgin. Good night.
You too.
All right. Okay. Now I'm going to go back up here. I think I'm muted. Okay. I'm going to go back up. To the numbers who had their hands up, I told you I'd come back to you. So I'm going to go back to the first one. Was 754-240. 754-240. Hello. Okay. All right, I'm going to go to the next one that I had to skip over. All right, I'm going back to 202-722.
Hey, I'm here. Thank you, Felicia, for taking my call.
Oh, great. Thank you for hanging on. Thank you for hanging on. I said I was going to come back to it. Yes. All right, appreciate you. Oh, can I get your name?
Yes, this is Nicole from D.C.
Nicole from D.C. Thank you, Nicole. All right, Nicole, I'm going to put you on mute, okay?
Okay.
All right. Here. Okay. All right, so let's pray for Nicole from D.C. Nicole, let me write your name down, from D.C. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you
for Nicole from D.C. We thank you, Jesus. Nicole, I see you all over the United States of America, all over, a giant. Like you becoming known, I don't know what your pursuits are, but it's like everybody knows Nicole. I just see you, a giant. You're walking all over the United States of America, just going. Oh, I'm just known. It's like just known everywhere. I mean, the tallest person, the most known, just very well known. Maybe becoming popular, like a household name for some reason. But I see you walking all over the United States. It's just being seen, being known. You may become popular for a particular reason, a godly reason. Don't know if you're into fashion or not, but somehow becoming known. Just becoming very known in the United States and just all over. So, yeah, you may be a popular person. Maybe you may be coming into some popularity. All right, Nicole, I'm going to unmute you. Just one moment. Okay, can you hear me, Nicole?
I can hear you.
Okay, great. And I always like to ask, were you able to relate to that?
Yes, it lines up with my dreams. Like I had some dreams, like, you know, one time I heard Marvin Gaye tell a story of how he had a dream that he was on a stage and he was performing in front of a lot of people. This is when he was like young, before he, I guess, got a contract or whatever. And I had some dreams kind of like that, but I wasn't like seen or anything. But so I can't relate to it in the natural because it's not like a personal goal or anything. But I can say that I receive it and praise God. I'll do what I'm called to do. Yeah, I'm not really like a public person, but I do want to share with people, you know, what the Lord has wants me to say, and I do feel like the Lord is giving me things to share with people about His Word and Yeah, you know, you can't run from yourself. I'll just say that.
Yeah, this is true. This is true.
And I want to say, I just think you're doing great. I'm so excited that you're doing your show, and thank you for praying with me, and you are doing fantastic.
Thank you, Nicole. Thank you. Okay, let me not overreact. Thank you.
Yes, rejoice. You have stepped up to the plate and are walking in your assignment. Yes, we can celebrate that. Amen.
Yes, we can. Thank you, Nicole. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. And you know what, Nicole? You know what else? You might, it may, listen, I don't know, but it may be a book that will circulate. A book may circulate in the United States of America, maybe a bestseller, something. Popularity is coming to you from somewhere, because I just see a giant walking around America. So it may be a book that will, some kind of a book, possibly.
Amen.
And I can kind of hear a little charisma in your voice, too. Yay. Yes.
Amen. To it, Lord. Yes.
Come through.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's cool.
I'm so excited that you're on and that you prayed for me, and I just receive it. I receive it. And yay. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you for Felicia.
Thank you for Nicole. Thank you for letting me pray for you, Nicole. I appreciate you.
Thank you. I'll be listening.
Okay. Thank you, Nicole. Have a good night, okay? Appreciate you.
Okay.
Again and again.
You too.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, bye-bye. Okay, let's see. All right. We're going to move to the next one. There you go. Okay, just one moment, y'all. I thought I had it. Okay, did I call 20? Oh, I did. I'm sorry. Just a moment. Okay, I'm going to scroll up a little bit more, you all. Make sure I don't miss anybody. Okay, I think this is, let's see here. This is the next one. All right, so I'm going to go to, I have 240-482. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Hi, this is Valerie from North Carolina.
Oh, great. Hi, Valerie. Hello. Thank you
How
for
are
letting
you?
Me pray for you. Appreciate you.
Thank
okay,
you
Valerie.
Praying.
I'm gonna. And where'd you say you're calling from again? I'm sorry.
North Carolina.
North Carolina. Okay. All right. Thank you, Valerie. I'm gonna put you on mute real quick. Okay. So God, we thank you for Valerie. Hallelujah. From NC. Valerie from NC. Thank you, Jesus, for Valerie. We bless you, God. Hallelujah. The law. I see bars. Like jail bars. Not for sure if you know if that's a feeling. If you feel bound or you got some legal situations, but I see like jail bars. Maybe you just want out. Maybe you may be trapped in a situation that you feel trapped in, and you just want, and it's so hard to get out. I just see the iron bars, and you, it's like, can you even see your way out? Did they lock the door and throw away the keys? Oh, Jesus, yeah, help me. Only one that can get me out of this, it's like only one that can get you out is God at this point. Not that it wouldn't be any other way, but sometimes people, you know, they're in situations where they need a miracle. And so if you're in a situation where you need a miracle, Valerie, I pray for that. Pray for that miracle that you need. God is able to do it. God is able. It's like maybe is it the law of God, the laws of the land? The law is on your side, though. Whichever way it falls, the law it's on your side. And I don't, not to be arrogant, but it's like because you chose to call, maybe that there would be a favor towards you that you really need. Something that you really, really need to happen. Like you really want this thing to go right. You really want to, you know, you really need this to, you really need to want, you really need to get out of the situation. Or maybe someone that you know, but it's like I just see the bars and somebody confound in the bars. And it's like almost like an impossible situation, but that's just what it looks like. You'll see. That's what it looks like, but that's not what it is, because the law, the power, the law in the end is going to fall favorable towards you. All right. Can you hear me? Valerie, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. And again, I always have to ask, same question. Were you able to relate to that, Valerie?
110%.
Oh, God. Don't make my heart stop. Really?
Really. Really. So I'm just in a position, I mean, the way that you described it is really where I'm at. And I was calling for prayer just for wisdom and guidance about this very situation. I'm here in North Carolina. I'm divorced, and I have shared custody of my children with my ex-husband. And because of COVID, I have the kids full time, but he's not really providing any support, and it's just been very stressful. And so I really wanted to, you know, but I feel like I can't go anywhere. And I, you know, really wanted to ask for prayer just about, you know, my family is in Florida, so I really, you know, they want me to come back to Florida. They can help support me and support the kids. And, you know, I was thinking to myself, oh, there's no way I'm going to be able to do that, you know. So I don't, you know, it's just it's a very challenging situation, but I definitely feel stuck. I really feel like there's nowhere I can go. And, you know, prayerfully there will be a change in my situation or circumstances,
yes.
But I don't see an end in sight. So I really, you know, I would like to consider moving away.
Yeah, I do. I saw the end. I did. I saw the sun on the right side of the bars. The bars were there, and then I saw the sun on the right side. I was wondering if that was correct, but yeah.
Mhm. So,
yeah. So yeah, God is so good. He's letting you know I am right here. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
He loves you. He loves you. He loves you.
Amen.
And you'll see. You'll see. Yeah, you'll see. It'll work out. You'll see. You'll see. Mhm. Because it's mm-hmm. it's one of those situations where, you know, this is God. I have to have. God is it. God has to get me out of this, and that's what makes him God, that he can get you. He can take care of it.
Yeah. Amen. Obviously, Lord, let it be.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, God is so faithful.
Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm. I also wanted to ask for prayer for my health. With my current situation, I've been under a lot of stress. And, you know, I've had, like, just really high blood pressure, chest pains, all these things, and I think it's just a reaction to just being very stressed out and just handling so many things on my own. And so I just pray for health. You know, I got checked out and you know, things look okay, but it's you know, a little scary when you have these symptoms that you don't normally have. And so you know, I want to be around for my children and, you know, be healthy and, you know, just, you know, for my health and to make better choices and to get into, you know, better health overall.
Right. Well, we pray for that. We pray, God, let her experience heaven on earth. Break her through in every situation, everything that's concerning her health. God, let her experience heaven on earth, good health, living in a good situation, everything good. May the demonstration of God be at work in her life. Heaven be unto you.
heaven be unto you. May she experience heaven on earth. And that's everything, good health, everything that you need and more. All of her body parts, God, let her have good health, able to enjoy her family, able to enjoy life the way it's meant. And again, may you walk and experience, walk in heaven, experience heaven on earth in Jesus' name. Heaven be unto you, and that's all things good. I think the stress is causing the physical.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I believe that's what I see. But yeah, it's. You. You'll experience it. You'll experience that good portion of God, where it's just everything is good. And remember that heaven on earth. May you experience heaven on earth. The glory of God.
Remember that.
Thank you. Be unto you. Every child, every child under the protection of God.
Thank you. Yes.
In Jesus' name, heaven on earth be unto you. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Felicia. I appreciate you.
Thank you
God
for God.
Bless your ministry and your show, and just bless you for your time and all that you do.
Thank you so much. Yeah, this is so good. Thank
mm-hmm.
you so much. All right. Okay.
All right.
Thank you. All right. Okay. We're gonna move on. Y'all are making me feel so loved, so special. Oh, Prophet Rain, did you listen? Thank you so much. Just let me take a moment of silence. Let me bow my head. Thank you, Prophet Rain. This is cool. This is fun. This is cool, y'all. All right, I'm going to move on to the next one. I have, let's see, it's going to be 954-580. Who am I talking with and where are you calling from? 954-580. Okay.
Hello.
Oh, great. Thank you. Okay.
This is
so who am I speaking with?
Angelica.
Angelica?
Carolyn. Shamika.
Okay. Oh, Shamika. Shamika from...
Carolyn from Jamaica.
Oh, okay, Jamaica. Wait, let me make sure I got this right. It's Shamika, right?
Carolyn. Carolyn.
Oh, Tyrlin. I got to work with you, Felicia. You're a piece of work. Okay, can you spell it for me?
Carolyn.
Oh, Carolyn. Let me turn my phone up. Work with me, Ken. Got to work with me. Got to be patient with me. And you said you're calling from, did you say Jamaica?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Where from Jamaica? Jamaica in the house. Thank you. All right. So I'm going to put you on mute here real quick. Okay. Pray for you. Let's see here.
Okay.
And then I'll unmute you back in just a moment. Did I do it? I think I did, Caroline. All right. So,
just a moment, Carolyn. All right. It may be my system. Okay, Carolyn, I did have you on mute. I was talking to myself. Just a moment. Okay, so Carolyn, let's pray for you. Hallelujah. Carolyn from Jamaica, we bless the Lord for you. Thank you for letting me pray for you. Hallelujah, God. Thank you for Carolyn. Carolyn, I see a woman with some rollers in her head, a duster, a duster gown, but with some big, huge big, huge rollers in her hair. With a white duster with flowers on it, maybe. I just see you walking around the house. Maybe annoyed a little bit at some of the things that aren't being done, that should be done. I see you with house shoes, a duster, and some rollers in your hair. It's like I see you looking up because you got to go clean up behind this person, clean up behind that person, clean up behind this person, clean up behind that person. Who else can I clean up for? Lord, have mercy. Don't these people clean up behind themselves sometimes? Just always having to go behind and tidy up the stuff that should have been tidied up, and it's like it just becomes such an annoyance to you. Yeah, I just see you, I see you just always having to clean up and take, maybe, and it could even also be maybe taking care of somebody else's business always. I got to do this, and I can't even do this for myself. I barely have enough time for me, and now I got to do this, and now I got to do that. And my God, Jesus, how much further can I be stretched out? But just a very, busy person for other people and hardly time for yourself, maybe. And all the time, God is just like, you don't have to do all of that, but you just feel the need that you feel the need that you do have to do all of that. Because if you don't do it, then it's not going to get done. I don't know. Do you have a big? Well, let me turn you back on. Make sure that you can hear me. I mean, I can hear you well.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Oh, I thought you couldn't hear me. Okay. So we can go a little further if we could. Just one moment. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, great. All right. So, Carolyn, now, is that relatable to you or way off? No? Yay? What say you?
Not really.
Not really?
To think. Right. But I know that I help others, but not to that extent. But I'm oftentimes helping others.
But you're also trying to. Are you still there, Carolyn?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Okay. I didn't hear the last thing that you said, Carolyn. I'm sorry. I didn't hear the last thing.
I said I know I'm oftentimes helping others, but it's not really quite relatable in the true setting. But I know that, amongst my family, I normally help others, but not where I'm overwhelmed.
Okay. Wow. I'm not for sure what that is, Carol. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you have anything, any prayer requests that we could
pray about with you?
Yes, thank you. I had sent a message in regards to something that I'm requesting, and I'm yet to get a response from the individual whom I asked. So I'm just asking if you could just agree with me in prayer that there will be favor upon that request.
Okay, so you have a request, and you want to agree with you in prayer that you that request is granted with favor. Is that what you said? I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time.
Right.
Okay. Sure.
Yes, thank you.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, that she has let her request be made known. We ask you, God, as she said, for favor. Favor, favor, and more favor in reference to that request. Let it be so well that she'll know this prayer was answered. That it won't be because anybody did anything great. It'll be because she knows you'll know it's God. I just keep saying this duster. But yeah, whatever that is, I'm not for sure either. I keep saying this duster. Jesus, favor be upon you.
Maybe.
And let it be. And I believe it will be. This thing will work out. Maybe not how you thought. Look different,
okay.
But still work out. And you'll know. You'll know this was the Lord. You'll know. No. This was the Lord. God is with you.
Thank you.
God is with you. God is with you. God is with you. God is with you. And I'm not for sure that maybe God is coming behind you. Maybe that's what he's coming behind you to clean up some things. Because I just see that duster around the house, just cleaning up behind. And that may be what that is. That could be God coming behind you to take care of some things.
Amen.
But this thing should work out, maybe not exactly how you wanted it to, but you'll know this was the Lord's doing.
Amen.
And it was marvelous in our eyes. So maybe that's God coming behind you. So we thank you, Father, for that. We thank you for favor. We thank you. And it shall be that you shall be able to testify. 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 Let it be. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Carol. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you.
Bless you. All right.
Good talking. Bye-bye.
Okay. Okay, bye-bye. All right. I think I'm having too much fun, y'all. Okay. All right. We're going to move on to the next caller. Let's see here. I have 402-214. Who am I speaking with and where you're calling from, please?
Yeah, hi. This is Sharon in New York.
Okay. Hi, Sharon.
Hey, I got knocked off in the beginning. And
when you called back? Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you, Sharon. Thank you for calling back.
I didn't have to call back. I just had to push one again. You know, for some reason I got knocked off. So,
anyway,
I'm here.
Sit there with
me.
I'm sorry.
Honey. Thank you.
Thank
I'm glad
you.
You're
yes.
here.
Thank you so much. Y'all making me smile again. Okay.
Well, No.
Okay.
It takes guts to say yes to God, so that's good. That's good.
Thank you. All right. Okay, Shen. I'm going to put you on mute, okay? Pray for you real quick, and then I'll unmute you back in. Just a moment.
Okay.
All right, Sharon. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for Sharon. Thank you, Jesus, for Sharon. Sharon, I don't know. I see a split banana. What is that? Split banana? A split banana. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, what else? A split banana? It's like you are stumbling and you are going to stumble into some favorable things happening to you. But they're not going to, it's not, you put forth the effort, but you'll actually stumble into it a different way. Like slipping on a banana. And then you slip on the banana, you go up in the air, come back down, and you think it's going to be painful. You think that you're about to break some bones, but nope. You're going to land right in the right place at the right time, talking to the right people. The right people. And there also may be a something financial happening there as well. But it's like you're going to be favored with certain. There's a group of people maybe that you need to be you are going to find favor in their sight. But it's going to be by accident, just like you intentionally meant to go this way, but then you slipped up, ended up over here, and here it is. What you was looking for over there is actually going to be over here, but it's going to be over here by accident. So keep putting in whatever work you're putting in to do. If you're believing God for something, how do I kind of make this work a little bit? And you do the practical. But you're going to slip up into some things that are going to be very favorable towards you. I don't know. And if you have any family issue, a particular issue with a family member or not, but either an issue or a business, something maybe with a family member. But just know that you are going to accidentally, it's like, who was it? Ruth? She was just happened to be doing some things. She was just doing the practical. She was just, in the field doing what she do. And all of a sudden it happened. Hey, how you doing? I'm doing okay. What's your name? My name is Ruth. What's your name? My name is, nothing intentional. I'm just here doing what I know to do. And then, accidentally, boom, this is what happens. So I see like some favorable things happening to you just, again, by accident. You may intend to do it that way, but it's going to happen accidentally another way. And you're going to say, whoop, well, look at God. Look what the Lord has done. But it may involve something financial. And it may be that, you didn't think that you had favor with this particular person or these particular people, but you will. That favor will be there. That favor will be there. You're going to have favor with these particular people, a particular people favor. And so just look for just accidental stuff, just accidental tripping and falling into good things, just accidentally. I believe that's what, with that split banana, slip and fall.
And this is where you end up, having favor before the eyes of men. I'm going to unmute you here, Sharon, just a moment. Sharon, where did you go? Can you hear me, Sharon? Ew, maybe not. Okay, hold on. There you go.
Okay,
can you hear me now,
Sharon?
Sharon?
Yeah, okay. I could hear you, yeah. Okay. Well, that's good because that God will make it happen because I don't seem to be able to make anything happen, you know, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because there is a lot of things up in the air. Could I ask you to pray for my grandson?
Sure. Yeah.
His name is Gabriel.
Gabriel. Let me.
Yeah.
Gabriel. Sure, we can pray for Gabriel. Absolutely. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We thank you for Gabriel. We thank you, Jesus. Make Gabriel a miracle walking, a miracle happening. Make Gabriel to be a walking miracle himself and causing others to experience miracles. Make
Gabriel a
walking miracle. Just make him a walking miracle. A walking miracle, and may he know God in a way that even the family didn't think that he would ever know God.
Yeah.
A walking miracle. Thank you. And you said you have others?
Yes, he has siblings. I have two granddaughters and another grandson that I would also like prayers for.
Yeah. Okay. Is that four altogether? Is that four children altogether?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, great. All right. Let's pray for them. Thank you, Jesus. Just a moment. We thank you, Father, for all the children. Let Gabriel be the leader to, I'm going to just need you just real quick here.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. No, I can just see. Okay. Yes, God, we thank you. Let Gabriel be that leader, the one to cause the others to follow. Let the other children see the miraculous, that they would come to know the Lord as deep as they can. Father, we pray that you protect each and every one of those children. Not one be plucked from the hand. Not one be plucked by the devil. And even if they go astray, God, we thank you that you hook them and bring them right back. If they go astray, God, keep their heart in the right place, that you're able to easily bring them back without damage, without unnecessary damage done to their lives. Let this prayer, God, be remembered, that even if the children go astray, you have hooked them to come right back. And as they grow, may they go on in life, doing well, each and every one of them doing well individually, that she can come back, that Sharon can say, when they say, how are your grandchildren? She can say they're all doing well. May they grow and go and go and grow into Jesus. I pray success upon every child. Success be upon them all. That whatever they put their hands to do, God, as the word would say, it turns to gold. And let the other children around those grandchildren, let the other children see the favor of God upon them. Let the other children say, what is it? How did you do what? How did you do that? How did you not get hurt? How did you not get harmed? How did that not hurt? How does this happen? Let the favor of God be upon them in their endeavors as they grow. And every one of them, God, touch every one of them with good success. Good success be upon them. Touch every one of them with good success, God, and a good life. A good life, God. I speak a good life for every grandchild, a good life. A good life, no matter what, God, a good life. We thank you for it. We thank you for it. We pray. We believe you. No child left behind in Jesus' name. I'm going to unmute you here, Sharon, just a moment.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
God bless you. That was wonderful prayer.
Yeah.
Bless you. They're all so special, and I worry about them.
Yeah. That's normal, right?
Yeah. They're under attack. We all are.
Well, we're going to keep praying for them.
Thank you.
I'm willing to pray anytime. And
thank
so we thank
you so
you.
Much.
And we look forward to that little miracle walker.
Yeah. Yeah.
That you can call
he
back.
He already is. He is a miracle. He's being, you know, the closer you get to God, the more you get attacked. So he needs protection.
We believe you, God. We believe you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, honey.
Thank you.
Appreciate your
thank
prayers.
You. Yes. Thank you. All right.
Good night.
Have a good night. Okay. All right.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, I'm going to move on to the next one here. And thank you all again. I cannot thank you all enough. This is overwhelming in a very beautiful way, y'all. Yeah, I was all nervous, and you guys are so kind. All right, the next caller I have is going to be, I have 903-253. Who am I speaking with and where you calling from?
Hello.
Hello, 903-253?
Yes, this is Carla.
Claudia?
Carla.
Carla. Okay, Carla. And where you calling from, Carla?
From Texas.
Carla from Texas. Right here. We're right here, Carla. Okay, Carla, I'm going to put you on mute. Okay? And then, where did your number go? Oh, there you go. How do I keep doing that? All right, Carla, I'm going to put you on mute. Okay. All righty, Carla, let's pray for you. Carla from Texas. Carla, are you a jewelry woman? Not for sure yet. I got some jewelry, some chains, some silver. I see some silver jewelry. Some silver jewelry. I don't see it. To me, it looks like a silver necklace, a silver chain necklace with a lock on it. You might be a jewelry person. Jewelry, valuable, value. Carla, I don't know, unless you consider getting in the jewelry business. I should see a silver chain.
and I believe it had a lock on it. I take that to mean jewelry. I'm a silver person myself. I love silver jewelry. But maybe fancy, something fancy, a fancy store. What's that, Tiffany store? What's that store that everybody, I think it's a Tiffany. They always have that blue bag. I don't know if you know anything about that car. I'm just trying to keep up with the younger crowd. But I know that Tiffany jewelry, then that pretty blue bag. Maybe the jewelry thing. I'm going to unmute you. Maybe you can help me out with this one. Let's see, because I think that's all I have. So just one moment. Carla, just a second. All right, Carla, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. All righty, Carla, so can you relate to that at all?
Well, I know I do have a lot of silver jewelry, and I like jewelry. I like to dress fancy.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And I have been thinking about, you know, a job change, you know, and that's what I'm kind of battling with myself is, you know, is my job situation.
So maybe that's what that was. The business. Are you trying to become, into the business? Are you trying to get into the jewelry business or entrepreneur or?
Yes, entrepreneur, yes, but it could be jewelry, but I was thinking for more of like home care, taking care of the elders.
Mm-hmm.
But it could
okay.
be men in business.
Yeah, right.
Because I have been prophesied before that they do see me with my own boutique.
So is that where I got the Tiffany box? So this isn't the first time you've gotten it. This isn't the first time you've had a word like that then, huh?
No.
Wow. You might want to consider that. Look into that. I mean, it might be fulfilling to you. Maybe you could do both. You can do the home care and that on the side, maybe.
I think I'd probably be happier doing the jewelry, you know, the boutique. You know, that's glamorous.
Oh, really? What? Carla, you better get into it. Get into it. Dig into that.
Amen.
See what that's about. Because this is what, the second time you heard that kind of a word?
Yes.
So I saw that.
That's
like,
the boutique. Jewelry.
Yeah. I saw the Tiffany, that fancy stuff. So might want to look into that. And we thank you, Father, that you blessed Carla to give her the right connections, God, the right connections, connect her with the right people, hallelujah, that would lead her in that direction. There's probably much business in that for you, Carla. Some people can get into business like that and don't do well, and then others get in, and you know they do profoundly well. That may be a profoundly well thing for you. Or you may be one of those ones who you put jewelry together. You can go to those knick-knack stores and get that, you know, little knick-knack type of a jewelry and put it together. I know there was a lady that used to come to my job that I had before a few years back, and she would go to those stores, like the knick-knack stores, and get all kinds of jewelry and, you know, little diamonds and stuff and put it together. And then she'd come around and she'd sell it to us. And she did a good job, too. Her stuff looked good. And she'd sell it. So,
amen.
That could be something for you that could turn into something very lucrative, very, very, and make you happy at the same time.
Yes. Amen. I receive it.
Yeah.
Look into that. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you. All right. Have a good night.
You too.
All right. Okay. Next caller I have. Did I call this one? No, wait.
720-620.
Veronica from Colorado.
Veronica from, can you say it again?
Colorado.
Veronica? From Colorado. Okay. Thank you, Veronica. All right. I'm going to put you on hold, Veronica. And I'll unmute you in just a moment. All right. Okay. So, Veronica, thank you. Hallelujah. God, we thank you for Veronica. What do we have for Veronica? All right, Veronica. Let's see here. Some weather type of issues. I see a raincoat. See rain coming down. See like raining cats and dogs. I guess that's for lack of better term. Yeah, it's raining. It's raining. It's just raining. But I don't see you getting wet. You're tidied up real good. Yeah, I don't see you getting wet. I'm trying to, you know, God, what is the rain though? Not getting wet from what? I see you in the street. See traffic coming, a lot of things going on, but you're not bothered. It's nothing happens to you. Everybody else is in traffic, blowing the horns and get out the way and move on, and you're just walking in the rain while everybody else is getting soaked. They're mad and frustrated because they're getting soaked, and you're just walking along in your raincoat and rain boots. Nothing happening to you. You're not getting touched. It's like you're just easing through. It's like no matter what happens to all of your surroundings, it doesn't affect you in a deep way. Yeah, you have some, you have your concerns like anybody else, but it's not affecting you the same way. And it's like a grace that God has given you and will continue to give you, a grace that that even if it's a serious, I mean, you know, if it's serious, yes, you want to be concerned about people, but that can, you know, you can't be so concerned about other people that you forget about yourself. And so you know how to, it's like you're preserved from all of that hurt. You're preserved from all the pain. You're preserved from that. Not that you don't care about the others. You do. But you're grateful that you're not touched at the same time. You're grateful. It's like a grace. You're not getting wet. It's like a grace. And don't feel bad about it. Even when bad things happen to other people, it's you. Jesus said, "You will always have the poor with you, poor in whatever." But I see you not being touched at all. Nothing. No hurt, no harm, nothing. Somehow you just skirt, see through everything. And everybody else is just yelling, wondering, why is she, what? Why is nothing happening to her? It's happening. It keeps happening to me, but why is nothing happens to her? It's like a grace that God has given you, a grace. So as you go places and you're favored and you go here and you're favored, you go there and it's just what it is. Thank God that for your heart. It's like God is favoring you, covering you, making sure that those things don't happen to you because your heart, you have a heart. You have a heart for God. So we thank you, God, for the grace, a grace that what happens to the to them, it's you get to bypass it. You get to bypass it. So I'm going to unmute you, Veronica, in just a moment. Hallelujah. Thank you. Can you hear me, Veronica?
Yes, ma'am.
Hallelujah. Good. So,
thank you so much. It is true.
Really?
I'm just, Yes, it's true. I'm just stuck in a bind, and I don't know to move to the right or the left, and I stay still, and it's right. I don't see nothing bad happen to me, so I remain still. But some days I want to move forward, and I don't know how to move forward.
Okay, yeah. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Jesus. Bounce her out. Bounce her out. Just bounce her out quickly, like a quick work. I just bounce you. He's going to bounce you forward. A quick, like, boing, you're out. Bounce you into a position where you are moving. Bounce you. Just bounce you out. Just quickly, like, just quickly bounce you out of that confined situation. And then just land her, God, in that place where she knows, now I'm moving. This is it. This is what I've been believing for. This is what now I'm being fulfilled. So, God, bring that fulfillment to her. Bounce her to the right. Not all over the place, looking for here, looking here, and looking there, and trying to find it. No, God, bounce her in that one direction. That one direction. That she lands in a place of total fulfillment, knowing this is it. This is what I've been hoping for. This is it. And then God calls all things to fall into place. Make her to look back and say, wow, 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 wow. This is happening. That's happening. Wow. May God wow you. He'll wow you. Keep doing the work. Whatever you, even if you feel like you're not doing anything, keep doing what you've been doing. He'll bounce you out of that. Bounce you right out of that. And you and take you into a place of fulfillment, like just total fulfillment. Just total fulfillment. Just always being fulfilled. And then make sure when you get there, Veronica, no guilt. No guilt. Don't feel no guilt. No guilt. Just be fulfilled. Just be fulfilled. No guilt. You go in there. But just don't take no just when you get there. Leave the guilt alone. This is what God, this is what Jesus does. For the best, that you would have the best. And the best is coming to you. The best is coming to you. The best. And when everybody else is why? Just enjoy yourself. Accept it. And that's what it is. Fulfillment is coming to you. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Is there anything further? Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, you'll be fulfilled. You'll be fulfilled. Good things happening. Fulfillment. In a good place, just all things good for you. Are you married?
Yes.
Okay. So we thank you, Father, for a healthy marriage. We thank you, God, for a healthy marriage. Complete fulfillment be to you, Veronica. You'll be fulfilled. Thank you, God, for a healthy marriage. Thank you for health. And thank you, God. And you shall arrive at that place of good things. Just good things.
Thank you very
much. Amen.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Bless you. All right. Okay. Okay, I'm going to move on to the next caller. All right. I have, who is this? I have, all right, I have 912-339.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Angela Boy. Jordan.
Angela. Hey. All right. Angela Joy. Okay, just one second, Angela. All right. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to put you on mute.
All right.
Okay. Let me make sure. Hold on. Angela, I got to slide it down so I don't lose your number here. All right. So let's pray for Angela Joy. Hallelujah. God, we thank you for Angela Joy. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Father. Angela, it's like I see you hanging on some ropes. Just hanging onto some ropes, hoping you make it across. You go, Jesus, we going to make it. It ain't looking like we're going to make it, Lord. But are we going to make it? I'm hanging on. It's like you're hanging on to some ropes, and you trying to make it across. You're trying to make it across. It ain't looking like you're going to make it. It's looking like, oh, Jesus, I'm getting tired. I want to let this rope go. I don't want to mess up anything, make anything worse than what it is. But Lord, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of hanging on. And the longer I hang on, the further away the end of this rope looks. hallelujah. I see you trying to make it across to the end of that rope. And then when you make it to the end of the rope, you're still wondering that if I make it over to the rope, is it gonna be all good though? This ain't looking good. What I'm doing? But then if I crawl, make it to the other side, is that gonna be good? Both sides looking kind of bleak, Jesus. We need a little help. But you, as you continue. You continue to pull yourself across that rope and pull yourself in, continuing to love Jesus, continuing to be patient with people, continuing to be patient with people, love Jesus, continuing to walk in that. As you continue to do that, and then you make it to the other side, and it's still not going to look good at first. But the good is there. The good is there. It could be work-related. It could be children. It just don't look good. You know, you're maintaining hope, but Jesus. And then it's like you might want a little bit more. Like, I need something else. I want more than that. Thank you, Jesus, for this. But I still want a little bit more extra. And whatever that more is to you. It's like you might want a little bit more, anything, whatever. More is to you. You need more and want more. And you... Prophecy after prophecy after prophecy. I need to see something, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. But Lord, I need to see something. You'll see. But it's like just keep being kind. Keep being patient with people, and you'll see the fulfillment. Keep being kind. Keep being patient. Sometimes. Yeah, I've got it gets old with it has gotten old with me from time to time. Like, I don't want to. We got to keep. I'm tired, but then get back in there and continue on. It's like an electrical. So you going across? I keep saying this electrical. What do you call that? Is it electrical pole? Where do you tie the electricity? The wires. I see you getting over there like you
electrical wires, electrical pole. I see you straddling, trying to make it from one pole to another pole. I don't even know what that means. Electrical. I see rope. I see electrical wires. Jesus, what in the world? Just, you see an electrical pole. What? I'm not for sure. Angela Jo, I'm going to have to unmute you. I'm not for sure what that is. Let me unmute you right quick here. Okay, there you go. I can hear you.
I'm here.
Okay, great. Now, I'm not for sure. I just got that electrical pole. That was, actually, that, to be honest, that was the second thing I got, but I couldn't figure out what it was, and so I went on. But then when I come back to it, I'm still trying to figure out what was that.
Wow. Yeah. I don't know.
It could be work-related. Some work-related. It could be. Don't know.
Well, I do work from home, so I guess I have to use I work from home, so everything, you know, that I do is connected to airwaves, electricity, everything that I do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I do tech support for a company.
Oh.
So anyway, very good. Maybe that's it, you know, something to do with, well, was that good or bad? I mean, the electrical pole.
Yeah, it was something good, but I didn't get anything bad from it. It was something good.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Something that turned out to be good. It's something that turns out to be good.
Awesome.
Turns out to be good. Yeah. Maybe like a shock. Maybe something shocking will happen. Something shocking is to happen to you. Something shocking.
Oh, maybe that's
so
something shocking.
Bless the Lord, yes, something shocking, because I see you going over there, something shocking, wonderfully shocking happening to you, wonderfully shocking.
Wonderful.
Happening to you.
I wonder if it has anything to do with the job, or just in general, wonderfully shocking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it could be. Wonderfully shocking.
Yeah, I'll take that any day. Yeah, I mean, you kind of summed it up as far as, you know, that's my story for the last 30 years, at least everything as far as trying to just get from that one place to the next. So that's been a life, almost part of my life journey. So, yeah, just keep going. Hallelujah.
Yeah, and let's put, and Father, we thank you. We bless you, God. I ask you, God, let it be in 2022, and let it be the beginning. We're still in the beginning of 2022, so Father, we pray and ask you, let this good, shocking thing, wonderfully shocking thing happen within the next few, if it's further than the next few months, then God, let it happen within the next few months. Let it be a quick work, wonderfully shocking.
Amen.
Father, let her call back and give the testimony. How that something wonderfully shocking happened to her. We thank you, Father, for that. We thank you, Father. Cause all things to fall into place. And when it does, may she know this is the thing that's wonderfully shocking. It happened. May she
Amen.
Know it. This is it. May it be undeniable.
Amen.
And then even the people around you who may have a problem, hey, it's what it is. Let it be, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Wonderfully
glory.
Shocking. June, maybe.
June.
The month of June, maybe.
Hallelujah.
Maybe the month of June. So we thank you, Father. Ah, Matarobo Shagal, cover June. I hope that's correct. God, cover June, the entire month of June. Let it not just be one event, God. Let it be another one and another one and another one and another one and another one. Make one event happen and then make another event, make that event happen and make another event. Make, let it be a ricochet effect, God. One good thing. Let the mm-hmm. month of June be her month in Jesus' name. Mato Rabba, God, from day one until the last day of the month of June. I hope, Lord, let her call back. After June, call after the month of June. Jesus, make June be her month.
Thank you.
Matora, the month of something, I would say, God, let it be many things wonderfully shocking happen in the month of June. I pray that that's it. I pray that's so. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. Yeah, you had crossed my mind a couple times, and then I heard LaShawn on the show earlier. Yeah, she, I thought it was like confirmation, so I was like, okay, let me reach out to Felicia, see how she's doing, but I didn't get a response, so I figured you were still with us. There's so much going on, I can't, you know, I live in my own bubble, and I rarely listen to the show unless I'm going to do it, and because I work until midnight every night, except for Sundays and Fridays, so I don't really get to listen to PGM as much anymore. So then I have, you know, the grandkids and then stuff I'm trying to do my split days off. So, yeah, I never get to listen much to PGM anymore, so I'm not staying abreast of who's calling in or hearing their beautiful voices, so I know they're still with us.
Yeah,
I miss that. Because you can kind of keep abreast of, like, how people are or how they're doing or if they're still, you know, walking, you know, the way they need to or how God's working out things in their lives. But I never hear anything anymore. So I was like, I'm just in a bubble. So, yeah, so I'm, like I said, I work every night. I start work at usually 3 p.m. and I don't get off until midnight. And so I just miss all of it. Yeah.
Ooh,
but it's
casual.
All good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I like it. I'm not a morning person, per se. I mean, I could be a morning person. If I have to be a morning person, I can be a morning person. But I'm basically an evening person. I mean, my normal schedule is, like, after midnight. You know, even if I'm not working that, I'm going to be up to midnight anyway, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you took the time out to call Angela Joy. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Thank you for calling in and let me pray for you.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything. So I says, I don't know who's calling in anymore because I never hear from anybody. You know, I never hear the show. So I was like, yeah. But anyway, just take prayer for a business I just started with my, well, basically it's my business. I kind of enjoyed doing some baking and different things with my granddaughter. And my mom, she never really imparted any of that to me, but I think I was talking to Prophet Randy. I was off one day last week. I think it was last week, and I was talking to him about, even though she didn't pass it on to me by trade or being taught to do it, I genetically got it. So I enjoy, you know, baking and things like that, and I was doing it pretty much with my granddaughter off and on, and so we kind of turned it into a little business, so I'm starting out with that. And just trying to see what God, you know, like I said, I'm not in it for the money. Although if God wants to use it to bring me some money, I'm more than happy to receive it. But, you know, I'm just doing it as a gift that, you know, was imparted to me genetically that I'm telling the devil, even though you fought me by giving it to me through training and through her, you brought it up in me anyway. So.
Yeah. It's like I hear Angela, keep doing it, but you enjoy that, keep doing that.
Yeah.
There is, that can become more than what it has been. Keep doing that, that brings you joy to do that. Keep doing that, don't stop it. And it may be a third person that may come along as well.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, I'm doing candies and cupcakes and what else am I doing? Candies and cupcakes and cookies and you know, and I'm gonna, I basically just want to travel around to like different different festivals and events. I want eventually, well, she came up with the name, and she called it Joy Joy Treat Truck. But I'm not Joy
Truck
right now.
I like that.
Yeah, well, her middle name is Joy. My middle name is Joy. So so she kind of came, and she's 10 now, and so she came up with it, like, in January. I think it was December or January, Joy Joy Treat Truck. And I said, well, we're not going to get a truck right now, but I do want to do that. And then so we just, I got it started as Joy Joy Treat Plus. And I just want to travel, or, you know, locally right now and do festivals and events with the goodies. And I've already gotten it started, you know, LLC and my EIN number, and you're all set. So I've got an event for March the 11th and 12th that I'm going to go to. And, yeah, so I'm just doing that, and I do enjoy it. It's a stress reliever for me, like when I'm on the phone with people with tech support. You know, on my lunch hour, I will come in here, and I work from home. So I'll come in here, and I'll start baking cupcakes and cookies. And it's just, I just enjoy, you know, doing it. Never thought I would, but it was kind of strange that I'm doing that. And then the other thing, I've got some ladies' meetings planned. I was supposed to have one earlier, but it's been so cold here for us anyway. So in March, I think I'm going to have the second one, like a prayer meeting and worship that a person has given me access, free access to the building without having to pay anything. So, yeah.
That's what I just, you know, just when you said that, I was just about to say, Father, let it be. You get the truck without having to pay for it.
But oh, well, praise God. Praise God. Yeah, I got the building, and she said whenever she's not using it, you know, just let her, because she caters events. And she just opened it up to me and said, you can just let me know, you know. So I need to call her this week and let her know. I'm looking at the last weekend in March to do the ladies' event. But, yeah, praise God. I mean, that's what I, you know, I could travel around and maybe get a Winnebago and a truck and everything. That's been a desire of mine for many, 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 many years, is just to one day hit the road across the United States. You know, of course, with COVID, it shut us down. But just to hit the road across the United States, just enjoying all of the sights, and then have this business. And this business came up and, you know, into play like just a few months ago. So I'm thinking, yeah, that would be a way I could travel around and even make money. Even my son, my middle son, never really gets involved with anything. He even brought me boxes of cake mix and pots for my business.
Oh, he's coming out, helping you out a little bit. Oh,
yeah. So I'm just trying to, like I said, I'm doing it because I enjoy it, and it's something I want to pass on to my granddaughter. So, but you know, if God wants to make it lucrative, that's perfectly okay with me.
Well, I feel led to tell you, to encourage you to keep doing it. I believe that's what I sense, to keep doing it. Don't stop it. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. And there may be a change happening, and that may be the shocking thing. Who knows? But keep doing it. I feel like to tell you to keep doing it. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. Keep doing it.
Amen. Praise God. Well, thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to God doing some stuff. You know, like I said, my life, you know, what you said, my whole life's been that way. So that's not really anything new. I live one day to the next, asking God, okay, what's up next? What's up, God? What's next? You know, I can't remember a time in my life that I really haven't lived it like that. So, which I don't know if that's good or bad, but I can't remember a time in my life when I have actually not lived like that.
Oh, wow.
So,
God, we thank you for the change. Thank you. Thank you for the change.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, God.
Thank
you for the change.
Amen. Thank you for
a breath of fresh air. Breath of fresh air to you. It'll be a breath for, it'll be like a new life. New life. Like a new life. Like a new life.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father.
Amen. All right. Well, thank you for praying, Felicia.
Yes.
Yeah, I've been tied up and busy, so I hope everything's been well. I believe that it is. and congratulations on stepping out on your own.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
You're welcome. All right. You be blessed.
Okay. You too. You too.
All right. All right. Good night.
All right. Okay, good night. All right. Y'all are making me feel so great. Oh, my goodness. We love you, Felicia. Thank you. Okay. All right. Okay, I'm going to move on to the next caller. I have, this is going to be 623282, I think. Can you hear me?
Hi, this is Carmen.
Carmen?
Hi, Felicia.
And where are you calling from, Carmen?
From Texas. God bless you. Welcome to PGM
Ministry. Thank you.
Ministry.
Thank you. I take that. Thank you, Carmen. So kind. All right, Carmen, I'm going to write your name down here. I'm going to put you on mute, and then I'm going to unmute you in just a moment. Okay, just a second, Carmen. Hold on. Why am I making this so hard? This is not... Come on, Felicia. Get it together. Okay, Carmen. Let's see. All right. So we thank you, God, for Carmen. I'm going to make sure I don't lose you because I've done that a couple of times. All right. So we thank you, God, for Carmen. Hallelujah. Carmen. What am I? What, I hear a song, Carmen. I see animals. I see sheep and cows and like a farm. The cows are coming home. I see a farm. I see sheep and cows. Let me not say I see too many. Those are the two animals that I see, Carmen. Sheep and a cow, Carmen. What is this? Oh, a sheep and cow. And then I heard like a song. Did the cows come home? The cows come home? Something, some kind of, how does it go? Did the cows come home? I'm maybe all over the place, Carmen, but just bear with me. See, Carmen, sheep and cows, animals. I don't know if you're an animal lover, or if you have, you know, if you're an animal lover, or if you're maybe thinking, considering. I'm going to ask you momentarily, Carmen. Maybe you and a partner, or you and a spouse, maybe. Together, taking care of the animals, sheep and cow. Is it like a taking care of animals and take? Carmen, I'm not for sure if that's a spiritual thing or if that's right in the natural. But you and animals, sheep. So we thank you, Father. I'm going to unmute you, Carmen, here. Maybe you can help me out with that one, and we'll continue to pray and see if God shows anything further. All right, Carmen, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. Okay. Carmen, is that related? No, yeah.
Nothing. I get nothing.
Nothing? Okay.
Nothing.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, let's continue to talk. Maybe it'll come. We thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus, for whatever that means. Just on a farm, just a farm type of situation. All right, Carmen, so since that can't relate to that part, let me ask you this. Do you have any prayer requests that I could agree with you on?
Well, none that I can think of. I just came on to say hello, and it's good to have you on PGN.
Oh, Carmen, I'm giving you a hug right now. Thank you so much, Carmen. That ain't seek support. Thank you. I appreciate you. But I, Carmen, just if you would be so kind to just, I don't. You know what? It also could be this. Here's what I believe. Let me, as I continue. Thank you, Jesus. Dreams of the next thing for you to do. Dreams of things to do. You having dreams what you are to do next. Dreams. I don't know how that's related, but, well, I guess the sheep, you know, I count sheep in the sleep, count sheep in your sleep, you know how they say that. But it's like you having dreams of what your next move is. You say, well, God, can you speak to me about this? Speak to me about that. And it may not be, He may give you a word in your dream, not necessarily a instruction. Then I believe the instruction will be found in your dream. He's going to begin to relate that to you through dream. If you've already dreamed, maybe more dreams are the dreaming will increase. If you haven't dreamed, then you look forward to having dreams of him speaking to you through the dreams on what to do, not just a dream of a person, but, God wants you to pray for somebody so he lets you dream about them. No, dreams in terms of what to do next. And it may be that you have to put the pieces together. You dream about this one time, you dream about that later, but dreaming and God speaking to you through your dreams or giving you the instructions through dreams. Not just through words. He'll begin to communicate to you, I believe, through dreams. And you'll wake up and you'll know what to do next, what to do about this, what to do about that, who to go to next, where, go left, go right. It'll come in your dreams. Just dreaming on what to do, and the kind of a dreams, it won't be the kind of a dreams, I don't know, you ever had a dream, and then you forget what you dreamed, but you know you had a dream, but you can't remember exactly what it was. These you'll remember, and that's how you'll know, you will remember exactly how the dream went, from the beginning to the end, and you'll know, that's the Lord. It'll be a dream that you won't forget. You won't forget no parts of it. You won't be blurry over here, but you remember what happened over there, blurry at the top. You know what happened at the other. You'll remember the entire dream. So we thank you for that, God. Bless you. Still with us, Carmen?
Oh, yeah, I had to unmute. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Okay, it's okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Carmen.
Bye-bye.
All right. Okay. Let's see here. Woo. We're getting them, y'all. Okay, so I'm going to move on to the next one. Let's see now. All right, so I'm going to go to 754-240. Who am I speaking with? And where are you calling from? You. Can you hear me? 754-240. Okay. All right. I'm going to jump to the next one, and then I'll come back to get you 754-240. Okay? Let me write that number down, 754-240. All right, I'm going to put you on mute. Okay, now I'm going to move to, I have, let's see, this is going to be 930-808. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, Felicia. How are you doing? This is Janie from Texas. Welcome to
Hello,
the
Janie. Thank you, Janie. Thank you, Jean from Texas.
All in the family, Gina. All in the family.
Oh, yeah, girl.
Thank you.
Got it.
I appreciate it. Okay, Jane, I'm going to put you on mute here real quick, Gene.
Okay.
And I'm going to unmute you in just a moment. Okay. Let me make sure I have that. Sit there. We got Gene at 903-808. All righty. So, God, we thank you for Gene. Hallelujah, Gene. Gene, I see hands. I don't know. Maybe there's a... I see hands, maybe piano hands, that used to play piano and maybe doesn't play piano anymore, or maybe gifted hands. I just see hands and gifted hands. Maybe it was a piano thing. Maybe it was an instrument thing. And music. Maybe something that you want to continue, maybe haven't been able to, like you used to, or, and this could be someone, this also could be, this may not be Eugene, it could be someone that you know, but I see hands. And it's like they can't move like they used to. But it sure would be nice. So whatever that is, we pray, God, whatever that means, if there needs to be prayer to revive the hands, then God, revive the hands. If it's not, then whatever the concern is, cause all to be well. Whatever your hands find to do, do it. I'm just saying things. I'm trying to see what that is. Yes, I see hands, Gene. Hands. Yeah. I'm gonna unmute you, Gene. Just a second. There you go.
You're not far off. You're not far off at all, actually. No, I do play the keyboard. I do write songs. I have a keyboard. I write songs. I sing and stuff like that. Just the last few months, we've been in the middle of a renovation here, and of course now since the 1st of January. The carpenters have actually been in the house, and we're living in the house still in the process of trying to get moved. So I have been so busy, I haven't had time to be at the keyboard hardly any the last few months. And I'm sure that's God saying, get back to the keyboard and work for
me. Oh, yes.
So, yeah, I think I know what that is.
How cool. Ain't that cool? So cool. Love that.
God is always so fun. Yeah. Yeah, and it is, I'm just so busy with the carpenters and I was trying to get moved and everything going on that
mm-hmm.
when they're not here, I'm give out, is just trying to tend to the daily chore stuff and just all the running. But, 4 days a week they're here in the house. And so, yeah, I mean, it's been several months here, not months and months and months, but it's been several months since I've really had time. And had the extra energy that when they weren't here to be in there at the keyboard worshiping and stuff, because we're just so busy moving and packing and trying to make the transition and all that. So absolutely, I need to rearrange where I'm making more time to be in there at the keyboard worshiping for sure.
Mhm. But you better get to it.
Yeah, I think that's God giving me a tap on the shoulder and saying, hey, keep your priorities straight,
Jane.
Girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get her done.
Yeah. Excuse me. Oh,
cool.
I'll tell you what, I would take prayer for this cough to clear up. I'm assuming it was COVID like 37, 38 days ago. felt bad for 4 or 5 days, but the drainage and the cough, it's getting better, but it's sure taking its time. Still
slowly, yeah.
Oh, ah. It's like,
I know, it's annoying.
It is.
But anyhow.
Well, thank you. I know you're just about out of time. It's almost midnight. I don't know.
Look, I'm having so much fun. I don't know. Having fun.
You know, I know I'll let you go over some. I don't ever do the late night shows because, to be honest, I'm not a nighttime person.
Oh,
I do good. You know, a lot of times by 10, you know, 9 or 10 o'clock, I'm sound asleep. So, I don't ever do the late programs. But I know, like with Randy, I think he can go over a certain amount of time. I don't remember at what time. You know, sometimes it will finally just cut off. But Well, I appreciate the prayer. I appreciate talking to you. But just in case
you
have one or two more people want to talk to you, I will let you go.
Okay. Appreciate you. Thank you. And have a good night, okay?
Oh, you too.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, y'all. The time is going by, I tell you. And I'm having fun. Thank y'all. Okay, I'm going to go to the back to the person who had their hand up. I just called on just a moment ago. I'm going to come back to you. It's 754-240. Can you hear me? 754-240. Going once, going twice, 754-240. Okay. Well, I pray you are well, all is well with 754-240. I'll be well with you. All right, I'm going to move on. Okay, here we go. Woo, let's go here. Oh, wow, I almost skipped over someone. Just a moment, y'all. Almost skipped over. Okay, I'm going to go to, I have, it's going to be 469-553. Who am I speaking to?
Hello, it's Barbara from Texas. How are you?
Hello, Miss from Texas. Okay, I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. And then can I get your name one more time?
Barbara.
Okay, great. Yes. Barbara from Texas. Okay, Barbara, I'm going to put you on mute. Just a moment.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so God, we thank you for Barbara from Texas. Hallelujah, Barbara. Are you a scarf wearer? Like I see a scarf on your head with designs on it. So not for sure if there's a problem with that or if that's something that you just like to do. But I see a scarf on the head. I thank you, Father, for showing us what that's about. The head, Barbara, the scarf, like you're covering up your hair and you're covering it up with a beautiful scarf with a gold emblem in the front of it. And you're just looking pretty, just looking cute, real, real pretty, and you know, upscale. You know, just fabrics flowing all over. In nice fabrics, and they're just flowing, just nice, a beautiful fabric-y shirt, beautiful fabric-y skirt or pants, whichever you like, just flowing and just blowing in the wind, just looking real pretty. And wanting to feel on the inside what you feel like you look on the outside. You know you're beautiful on the outside, but wanting to match the inside. And then sometimes maybe feeling sometimes feeling like, you know, I'd like to do a little bit more. You just want what you feel on the inside to match the way you look on the outside, the way this nice look on the outside. You want to know you want to feel good both ways, you know, of course, and that's anybody, that's all of us, but that's not all of us all the time. So I feel like you know,
You want to feel good on the inside and not just be fixed up on the outside. And so, God, I pray that you take care of that. Whatever that they would call it, an emptiness, a void maybe sometimes, and it could be turmoil. But whatever it is, you want both to match. I want my inside to match my outside. What I want my inside to match how I, you know, I want to feel beautiful on the inside as I am on the outside. And so I thank you, God, that you come to resolve that for her. And whatever that is, God, you resolve it. Resolve it and dissolve it. Resolve it, God. Dissolve and resolve. So we thank you for that, and we bless you. Hallelujah. I'm going to unmute you just a moment. Thank you, Jesus. Uh-oh, I slipped up. There you go. Okay. Can you hear me now?
All right. I can. Uh-huh.
Okay, great. Well, thank you. And thank you for hanging on. Thank you for waiting. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I just felt like hanging in there and just wait patiently. But the scarf, I buy a lot of them. They're so beautiful. And I said,
really?
Lord, I wish I could tie them. But every so often, I will put it on the hair.
Oh.
I love flowy things. I love flowy clothes. I love feeling like royalty, successful, beautiful women of God that are virtuous women and just holding on. And I just love beautiful things. And I like for everything to match up the way I feel. So, yes.
That is cool. Y'all are blessing me. So good. Thank you, Jesus, for speaking.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't want to just dress nice and beautiful, but I want to feel the sunshine. I want to feel the wind blowing. I want to be just as happy, just like I hear the birds or I see a butterfly or I feel the tangible presence of the Lord. I feel the fire of God, and I just want to look and feel beautiful and successful the way we're supposed to as royal priesthood. Amen.
Hmm.
So you're right.
Come on, Barbara. Barbara. Let me switch sides with you.
Feel,
you get over
right?
here, you start preaching, Barbara, okay?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Lord. I just love being that virtuous woman because God will preserve you, and he will keep you if you want to be kept. So I don't want to just look good on the outside or people look at my pictures and say, oh, she's beautiful, da-da-da-da-da. No, it's not about the outside. It's my inside that should be joyous and happy and
yeah.
just the favor of God. I mean, I want to feel it. I want to know because I want to laugh. I'm sorry.
You're making me want to. What am I missing, Lord?
Please, God. The joy of the Lord is your strength. So there you go.
Oh, that's a good word. That's good. That's good. That is good. Somebody could. I'm quite sure somebody, whoever, somebody, if they're listening, they. Yes, Lord. You just got your word. If you listen, somebody's listening. They. You want another word? You just got. Well,
okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Barbara. Is there anything else that you wanted to
Well, I just know that when the Lord gives you gifts, many, many gifts, and he gives you so many gifts, and he's, let me see how that I see it. Okay, just like a train comes by in your backyard, and you see gifts, you see a cargo, and it has a cargo in front of it, one in the middle, and one behind it, and in the middle, they just, it just turns over, nothing but just showering you, nothing but gifts. And you know how long a cargo can be on a train. It's sometimes they're as long as an 18-wheeler.
That's right.
So when I saw that, I wanted everybody to have some gifts. So what did I do? I run and tell everybody, come, come. They're pouring out gifts. Come, get the gifts. And all I could see was just someone just laying there straight, not moving, and just resting in the presence of the Lord. And I'm like, please wake up. Come and get the gifts. And so when you're happy, you want everybody to have what you have.
You
salvation
really, that
is
so true.
The gifts are free. Everything
that
is
so
free.
True.
He's already paid the price. So come. There's
that
a
is
shift.
So true.
God is moving. You know, there's a revival, but the revival begins within you. And people, Shambach and Billy Graham, different ones, been talking about revival since, as far as we know, as long as we ever knew. So the word is in you. The word is in you. You're connected to the vine and the branches and everything. So I want to be happy. I want people to have what I have. I want you to feel what I feel.
Right. Hmm. That is beautiful.
Look for the gold. Don't look for the bad in everything and everybody, but look for the gold. So
that is beautiful. You're a gift, Barbara. You're a gift.
Praise God. You are too. And I love you. Don't even know
cry.
You're a gift to the body of Christ. And we need more of you. People like you.
Thank you. Thank you, Barbara. Thank you.
Amen. That sees the gold.
Y'all are amazing. Amazing.
We love you.
And I love y'all. Love you.
But you can pray for my husband to be. I want to be married one day.
Yes. Yeah. That's one of my favorite things to do. Ha!
Ta-da.
Don't tell nobody. Everybody, don't tell nobody. Amen. Let's do that. Hallelujah. Barbara, thank you. And you know what? I get the last caller. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. And that's my favorite. Thank you, Lord. Come through. All right. So we thank you, God, for Barbara. We thank you, Father. She desires marriage. She desires a spouse. We thank you, Father, that there is a spouse for her. And you know what I see, Barbara? Can you hear me?
Yes.
I don't know what your type is, but I see this brown-skinned man. That's all I got. I don't know what your type is, but I see a brown skinned man. We thank you, God.
Thank
brown skinned man. Patient. A brown skinned man. Thank you, Father. Make it happen. Let him just come up beside her and, how you doing? How are you doing? I'm doing just fine. You got any plans later? No. Well, let's go do something together. Lord, let us. we thank you. I don't know what your type is. What I'm saying is I see. Now, of course, you know, it could not be, but it also could be. But I just see a brown-skinned man. Maybe a little salt and pepper hair. We thank you, Father, for this brown-skinned salt and pepper hair man. Bless the Lord.
I don't discriminate, but thank you, Lord.
I'm just telling you what.
Well, to be honest, I did see that this morning.
Oh, God. Oh, jeez. Lord have mercy. Ooh, this is too much. This is too much.
There is a merch for me, Lord. I saw a brown skin man. The room
brown,
was white.
Yeah.
The bed was white. The bedding was white. But the lampshades were white with yellow light bulbs, like the glory of God.
Because I do get he's a nice man. He's a nice guy, genuinely nice. Not just nice, you know, not just nice from time to time. He's nice to people he don't know, and then he's, you know, just another way with the people that he do know. No, genuinely nice guy, genuinely nice man. Mm-hmm. A brown skin, salt and pepper hair, genuinely nice man. And God, we thank you for that. We bless you. And Father, don't let it be long. We're not trying to wait no long time. I know there's a time for everything, God. But we ask you, God. And I believe you'll honor our prayers. I pray, God, again, 2022. I pray, God, let it happen. Let her come back and testify as the others. Let her testify. Look at what the Lord has did. Look at what the Lord has done. This thing has happened unto me. Sometimes it takes a long time, and it seems like it'll never. Is this thing even possible anymore? But God, I thank you that it is possible. I thank you, God, that it is so. I thank you, Father. And he's a man that will. He's nice to you. He's going to be sweet. A man that he makes sure that his wife is taken care of. It's like, what she want? Is that what she want? Give it to her. Well, what else she want? I don't care. If my wife want to give it to her, that kind of a man. So we thank you, Father, for him. We thank you, God, for a man like that. We thank you, Jesus. You are able to do exceedingly abundantly. God, let it be. Let it happen. God, let 2022 be the year of marriage for Barbara. We pray and we ask you for that, God. You know, timing. That's good. But I believe, God, we can ask you to speed up the time. I pray, God, let this be one of the last prayers and prophecies before he comes right along. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. I've been patiently waiting. Thank you, Lord. Aww. Jesus. Yes.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you. And receive it. If amen.
I do too.
And the same for you. Woo. We are.
Well.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. This was a good
wow,
night.
That was
very good.
That was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, geez. I need to cut a step on that one.
Woo. Geez. Woo.
Oh, Jesus. Calm down, Lord. Calm down, Barbara. Calm down. Now I can breathe again, Lord.
Oh, God.
Oh, my
God. Good.
Goodness.
I'm glad you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's been a long time coming.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. 20-some years or more. 20-plus years.
Hmm. Ooh, Jesus, it's about time. Ooh, don't make me drop the phone. Jesus, it's about over. This is overdue.
Yes. Yes, God has preserved. I've been waiting even longer than that. But I've waited because I didn't want to make any mistakes. I just wanted to be patient for the Lord, just wait on him. Praise God. Children are grown and gone. I have 10 grandbabies.
Oh yes,
marriage.
It's time. And if you
it's
meet
time.
Any, if you and if you and if you see anybody by the name of Gerald, okay, I'm gonna leave it right there. I'm just saying, Gerald could be the name, or Gerald could be the person to hook you up. Gerald could be the middleman. Gerald could be say, hey, Barbara, I want you to meet so and so. That could, I'm not for sure, but I heard Gerald twice. So we'll put that on the shelf and let the Lord convince you if that's correct or not.
That sounds good. My birthday was on the 16th. So
your what now?
My birthday was the 16th of February.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I
told
God.
Come on, Jesus. Yes, come
Jesus.
On.
Jesus.
Come on,
Jesus.
Put a little pep in his step and make him come on.
God. What a fire upon him, Jesus. Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Let me stop. Oh, Jesus.
Gerald.
Gerald. And I think it's with a J, though. I don't think it's with a G. I think I saw a Gerald with a J, not a G. But
that's what I heard, a J. Mm-hmm. Praise God.
All right, and then you just let the Lord convince you about that. We're going to see this thing. Jesus, let it all be accurate.
That's right. I'm going to be calling back in. Because let me tell you now, on this show, no prayers get unanswered on this show.
And I'm in agreement with you. Yes. We thank you, Father.
Jesus is filled. Amen. Blood of Jesus. Hallelujah.
All right, Barbara. Well,
yes,
thank you so much. Thank you for letting me minister to you. I appreciate you.
I really enjoyed it. I had so much fun.
Me too. Me too. Me
the best
too.
Time of my life. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it's beautiful. Yeah, you can soak in His presence. And soak in that word. Thank you. I just thank the Lord for covering you, for keeping you in that protection realm, that you go higher and higher, deeper and deeper into the people of man's heart in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just thank you for your sweet anointing, your sweet blessings, holy favor. Thank you, God. Thank you for her blessings. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
First shall be last. The first will be last, and the last shall be first. And that's what I hear the Lord saying. I have many blessings for you, my daughter, because of your obedience. Thank you, Father. We thank you,
thank
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
This is the Lord saying that the joy of the Lord is your strength, but because of your obedience, that's what's going to push your blessing even closer to you. That's what I see for you. I see it coming quickly. Because the Lord said you asked for some secret things too, some unknown requests. And so, Father, we just thank you for opening that up to her. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Thank you. I appreciate
it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. And God, we just thank you for our finances. Everything lines up with your word exceedingly abundantly, even more than whatever she could even ask or think, not just according to the faith and the measures, but that you're going to do it because of the obedience, because you promised it to her. And God, you are God that will not lie. So we just thank you, Father, for the doors that's opening from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Joy, hallelujah, Jesus. God of Ashata. Are you a single lady?
Yes.
Because I hear marriage for you. That's why I told you the same thing goes back to you. And that's what I was saying. Because I hear marriage for you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for all the single ladies, everybody, the single, even the single males. Father, I just ask, God, that you honor their request, God, that it would be chosen from you, God, by you. Not what we think, not what we think it should be all to be. But you know what we need and what we desire in our heart. So, Father God, I just ask that you meet every need on this air, on this show. Thank you, Father God. We thank you for the husbands and the wives that are coming this year, 2022. Thank you, Father. You can finish your prayer because you've done a great job for me.
Thank you. I think that's about all I got right now, Barbara. I think that's
That's about it. I appreciate you, Barbara. Thank you so much. And yes, you're absolutely right. I've been believing God for him. I'm 44 now. I've been believing God for a husband since I was, I think, 33. Yeah. So thank you for that.
Well,
thank you for that.
That's a beautiful number. I love that. Because I have lots of friends that are, even myself, I'm 61, and I look, everybody think I'm in my 30s and 20s.
Yes.
And they think my children are my mother. And I'm like, and then they want to know, are these your babies? I'm like, no. My children grown and gone. They've all been in the military. No. These are their babies. I just love children, though. I love anybody's children. I'm a mentor in my church for a lot of ladies. They're 60, 61s, 50s, 40s, 30s, 28. And I have the 20-year-old hanging up under me. I want you to go to the movies with me, Miss Barbara. Come on, Barb. I'm like, really? Are you serious? Like, get out of the house. Let's go. We're not doing anything in the ministry, no church, nothing. Let's go. Go to dinner. I'm like, okay, we're going to have ladies' night. So now I have like six or seven at my table. And I'm like, they're just growing and multiplying. I know, right?
Wow.
So
you keep going. You better keep it up, Barbara. You better keep it up.
Girl, this weight loss wasn't in vain. Oh, Jesus. Push your mouth. Push. They like my own size, shape, color. But I'm like, God, who wants this little short lady? I just tell everybody I was 5 feet, but girl, I never did grow. I stopped growing in 10th grade.
I got a friend. She's the same way. She stopped growing in 10th grade, too. She's the same way. She said, am I going to get any taller? I said, apparently not.
My brothers and sisters, they're all like 6 feet tall. I'm the only, I would say midget I am. I'm a little short person. I was shorter than my
father. And you know, that's what I saw.
What'd you see?
I didn't see a very tall, a man who, he's not tall and he's not short, but taller than you, but yet still not real tall.
I think that's taller than me, because I think everybody's taller than me. Can you reach the cabinet, please?
Yeah.
And would you please get something off this cabinet, this shelf? You know. You saw a short person, well, a little bit taller than me. Praise God.
Yeah,
I received
taller,
it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I have to
drive. Thank you guys for those details.
Yes, I needed that because I said, Lord, I want someone to drive for me because I drive too fast. I drive like a race car, so that race car.
Oh, you're a tough package. And small things come, big things come this way. You're a tough cookie.
Thank you. Yes, I love driving fast. I like getting in the way and out of the way. And I'm a safe driver, too.
You say, what did you say, Barbara?
I'm a safe driver.
Oh.
Yeah, I've never hit anyone. They may hit me, but I've never hit anybody.
Ooh, Lord.
You know, like, they're not looking when they bag up or you scratch my car. You scratch my car. So I'm like, okay, Jesus. Okay, now, Lord. This is not my fault. So. Mm-hmm. But
hello,
it's okay.
Hello,
good. I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm touched. I'm touched by an angel.
Speak it.
You have made my day. Lord, we just thank you for my sister. We just praise you, God. We don't get very many. You know, we love to laugh. We love to have fun. And to me, I think Randy is my big brother, you know, because we're all right in there.
I think he's so nice.
Yeah. So we just all talk and play, laugh, have fun.
Yeah.
So it's just great to meet you, though. I'm just so so overwhelmed. It's like, wow. Because you gave me a lot of details now. You got into my heart.
Oh, God, wow. Yeah. That happens, everyone. I remember when I first started doing, when I first began to, and, you know, Prophet Randy, that one that walked me into this, on, you know, letting me know that I can do this. But I remember what my first prophecy that I gave to a person when I first started. It wasn't on the show. It was a lady that I was talking to, and I began to get names. And I thought, maybe that's kind of foolish. Maybe I shouldn't say that. And every time I would get the name, they would always, that's my daughter. That's my son. That's my son-in-law. And so God does that sometimes. He gives me details. I remember a person was in a particular location. God gave me the location that they were at. But, yeah, it happens sometimes. I love that.
Me too. I love it. Especially when they give us names and numbers and pictures.
Yeah, cool.
And I love it because when I work at the church, they like, you're so authentic. I'll not be like, huh? I am? Well, Lord, you heard it. Let it go to that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not that I doubt or anything. I just, the less I know about somebody, the more I flow with you. And mm-hmm. So it just helps me to flow even greater. Because then, you know, then the names and the, I can tell you how the person look and everything, and I can describe things. And they'd be like, yeah, that's true. And it'd be like the whole 100 yards. And I'm like, but God, you got to give me the names again and the addresses and tell me. But it just depends, I guess. You never know what the person needs to hear. So I guess that's just the way he does it. It's what they need or what they want or something.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Because when you were talking to one of the callers, I thought you were talking to me when you said the locket, the pendant, because I love silver. I love jewelry. I have a boutique. And she said, well, maybe she was picking that up for you, too. I said, well, we do pray together, so there you go. You never know.
Oh, maybe. Jesus. It can all be connected.
And I love silver. I love silver.
Mm.
And I love, my favorite color is like black and white, but it's the favorite, the most precious color is the silver. I love my chrome. I love my wheels. I love my car with a lot of silver. My furniture is black and silver. Everything, my jewelry. And then I just purchased the necklace, the locket, and my rings. I love big jewelry. And I was telling her, I said, sister, I have drawer. I have nowhere to put it. So I just filled up the drawers, and then a lot of it is given to me. And then a girl connected me and said, well, all my friends are into jewelry. And then they, one of them said, she's not in it, but she was telling me where I could get the pearls. That she knows someone that has the pearls. So I told sister that was on the phone named Carla. And I said, Carla, I know all my friends is into all the jewelry. And they just brings it for gifts for me. And they said, well, because you work so beautiful and you served so hard, they would just bring me so much of it. She said, oh, I don't do anything with it. So who can I give it to? My grandchildren. Because mm-hmm. they love jewelry. They wear all these bracelets and everything.
Hmm.
So what woman, what female that doesn't love to wear jewelry? Everybody loves jewelry. Not everybody, but, you know, the ones I know. And I do have a store, Barbara's Boutique and Fashion.
Go ahead, Barbara. She's into it.
Yeah, so I'm like, she's talking to me, Lord. When is I'm going to do anything with it? You know, I moved here and I didn't do anything with it. And then my son-in-law said, I want to buy jewelry, men jewelry, and put it in your store because you don't just want the fashion, you want the jewelry and stuff to go with it. So I said, yeah, maybe I could let these little young ladies do the walkway. And I told Carlos, I would love for you to partner with me. So I know you didn't miss God on that one.
Well, come on, Jesus.
You, Yes, Jesus. You would have to be out front and behind the scenes. I love working behind the scenes. I pushes everybody to the front.
Yeah. That's humble. That's very humble. Yeah. That's humble. All right. Well, Barbara, I'm going to let you go.
Thank you. God bless you.
I think I asked somebody. It looked like someone may. Did I miss someone? Okay. And so thank you, Barbara. I'm going to let you go. I think I have one more that I thought we were the last one. Uh-oh.
Okay.
I'm messing up already, Jesus. Okay. Thank you, Barbara. Appreciate you and have a good night, okay?
God bless you. Good night.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. 903253. Okay, I think that person was one of the ones. 903-253. Okay. All righty. Well, that's it. That's it for this show. Thank you all for calling and letting me pray for you and minister to you. And may everyone have a good, good, good night's rest. Talk to y'all later. Bye. I hope. Bye.